Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Today we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dear listeners, Professor Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, and we have had this pleasure to have him in the studio. We, in this program, discuss your problems, questions related to the Islamic upbringing and different topics which have a very great deal with the Islamic upbringing of children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad and his family, may peace be upon them. Well, Professor Naqvi, in this episode, I want to talk with you about obedience. Well, there are some parents who actually with the fear that their children towards them, especially the teens, should not have a disobedient behavior, do not interfere in many things wherein they should have interference. What do you say about that?
So we need to understand that our children, of course, at different phases of their lives, our behavior and attitude towards them too should change. Especially if we have at the early age, if we have taken care of their feelings and emotions and let them express themselves as freely as possible, and we have not suppressed their feelings,
okay.
And they have been they have gone through that era of the initial 4, 5, 7 years of life where they have been free to move as they like, but of course within limits.
Okay.
So we shouldn't expect that at a later age the child would be someone who is always, you know, shouting and screaming and so and expressing his anger or her anger in a way that offends us or any offends someone else. So that is one that cause, if it has been taken away, we shouldn't expect that to happen. But of course, as I said, it has to be within limits, because
so the first problem comes over here. When, as teens, our children are not listening much, and we also are not interfering in order not to expect a disobedient behavior from them. So the problem starts from here. As a child, they were supposed to express themselves as freely as possible. If this expression of freeness is suppressed as a child, that's how they want to actually express all that in their teens.
Exactly.
And then we get out of, we can't control things.
Of course. And then the second stage, when they're supposed to be a little bit, they should start becoming obedient, because the first stage, their energy has been, you know, it becomes vaporized, it becomes lesser than it is at than it should be. When the child is able to calm down at a later age, at the second half, 7 years,
okay,
he's supposed to become an obedient person. There we need to teach him to become obedient.
All right.
And we need to tell him what to do and tell him what not to do.
So this obedience should not be inculcated at some time like in the 20s. It should be inculcated in the second phase of Islamic upbringing, which is 7 to 14.
Exactly. In the first stage, they should learn by observing us, what we're doing.
All right. So you don't have to ignore teaching them obedience. You have to be teaching them in a very informal way.
Exactly. The first 7 years should... Everything is informal. I mean, in an indirect way.
Yeah.
By if the child... Whatever you want the child to do in the second 7 years, he should have observed you
doing all that in the first seven years. Yes, that's very important. Well, we'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned for us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we are discussing obedience. Professor Naqavi, before going to the break, our discussion reached a point that obedience has to be inculcated at the second phase, that is 7 to 14 years, but not to be ignored in the first 7 years as well. In the first 7 years, you said you have to teach that with your actions, because a child is observing each and everything.
Because everything which he observes or she observes, it becomes imprinted in his or her mind at that early age. Printing machine in his mind is working very, you know, fast. So whatever is observed is going to be imitated, and especially how you express your love. If he does or she does, the child does a good thing, you should commend him, you should show your love for him and thank him and congratulate him, give him something as a gift, as a reward. And if there's something wrong which is being done, the child does something wrong which should not be done, then you should express your displeasure in a very mild way that he or she realizes that you're not happy with it. Or a very mild punishment is given to make them realize that that mistake has been made. But should be under, as I said, the cover of love. The Allah Almighty, as I said before, the love of Allah, the mercy of Allah, goes beyond His wrath and His anger. His mercy is said in some traditions and narrations that we have. Rahmatuhu sabaqat ghazabah. His mercy and his love overtake his
anger
and wrath. Overtakes means that, as I said, it's his love engulfs the anger. Anger is a part of the love that is being given to a person. So in the same way, the child should feel that you are rewarding him or punishing him because of that.
Yeah.
Then in the second part you want him to be obedient. You want him to carry out things which are wajib, because at 7 years of age, it is recommended that the child should start offering prayers also, as a preparation for becoming baligh. When he becomes baligh, it becomes wajib. So the preparation, training should start before that.
All right.
You want him to do it, then you need to command him to do it. Do it, make him obedient. But also, even in the first stage...
So you are saying that not just being obedient towards his parents, you have to, the main goal of teaching him obedience is to be obedient towards Allah. And that should not actually start from the age of his puberty. That should start quite...
Earlier,
so that he does not have some problems when he reaches that age and he has some kind of issues in actually obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should not face those troubles and difficulties when he reaches that particular age, when it becomes wajib, obligatory on him to carry out the rulings of Islam. Well, Professor, we will be discussing more after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
مطي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab with Professor Nakavi, and we are discussing love and obedience under the umbrella term of Islamic upbringing. Well, Professor, we have some kids who are very, very, they, as they grow up, even in their childhood, they are very like, for example, there are some kids I remember I have observed who say, no, I should be doing this thing. I should be the first person taking this thing. I should be the first person doing this and that. And then as they become elder, their wishes are not fulfilled, they start becoming aggressive. So how do these aggressive children, how do we teach them obedience? And if it's like late?
No, it's not late for anything. It's never late. But of course, if you have a good start, then that would be...
It's never too late to learn then.
Yes. Having a better start is, as I said, making them do something by imitating us and showing them how to be obedient. Obedient to Allah Almighty. I should show them how to become obedient to Allah Almighty. Even obedience to myself, I show obedience to my parents in front of my children.
All right.
My love. I expect him to observe this holy verse of Allah Almighty, where Allah Almighty, after talking about the importance of worshipping him,
yeah.
Allah Almighty, that we should, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, we should be doing good to our parents. So I should show my child and demonstrate to my child how I am showing my carrying out good deeds for my parents.
So I just don't have to put this verse in the beautiful font in a beautiful Quran on my shelf. I have to actually demonstrate these verses in different ways in front of my child.
And basically we should realize generally that wherever Allah Almighty talks about his obedience, he puts bil walidayni ihsana after it.
Okay.
In a few verses. That shows the importance of the doing goodness to your parents, respecting your parents, loving your parents. And it is of such worth that it follows the worship of Allah Almighty.
All right.
So we need to demonstrate that. We also can demonstrate obedience and show obedience and tell him to be a person who listens to others when we listen to him.
Yeah.
And sometimes let him express his feelings, express his thoughts. We should be allowing him to do that, especially in the second part of
his life. The second phase of Islamic upbringing.
In the first part, we can show him if he wants something, I will do that for you as you have asked me to do so, but you need to do this for me also.
In return.
So there should be consequences,
balance,
rewards, punishments. And even I obey him. He wants something from me. The child, I obey you, but it should be something which is allowed. It should not be. So when that happens, and there's a balanced thing, then that aggressiveness will not happen.
All right.
But this aggressiveness is something because of the suppression of things that has taken place in the early
stages of life.
Now this aggressiveness has to be managed and controlled. And wherever he becomes or she becomes aggressive, then he or she should be somehow, either there should be a social boycott to an extent,
yeah.
Or there should be some sort of punishment,
yeah.
Which makes him or her realize that this is crossing the limits. And so
this is not allowed. There should be rules. There should be some
be
laws
exactly.
In the family and which should be followed. Because as long as you don't have rules, you don't expect a child to be obeying.
He or she should realize that by aggression, showing aggressive behavior, you can't get what you want.
All right. Well, that's very important. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.